From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting another shooting, this one in Texas. A man who was dishonorably discharged from the U.S. Air Force opened fire on a church near San Antonio, Texas, killing 26 worshipers and wounding at least 20. What is known, according to Texas public safety official Freeman Martin, is that the gunman, later identified as Devin P. Kelly, was described as a young white male dressed in black and wearing a bulletproof vest. He first opened fire with an assault rifle outside the First Baptist Church and continued shooting after going inside. Attempting his escape from the church, the gunman exchanged gunfire. Local resident Johnny Langendorf gave chase.
The gentleman with the rifle came to my truck as the shooter took off and said that we had to get him, and so that's what I did.
Kelly would crash his vehicle to be found dead moments later, according to Freeman Martin, of a bullet wound to the head.
At this time, we don't know if it was a self-inflicted gunshot wound or if he was shot by our local resident.
There is no clue as to his motive.
America and Japan face many challenges, many opportunities. There are many things we face.
President Trump, at a banquet in his honor hosted by Prime Minister Shinzo Abe in Japan, displaying a bit of self-effacing humility.
With Shinzo, got off to quite a rocky start because I never ran for office, and here I am, but I never ran. So I wasn't very experienced. And after I had won, everybody was calling me from all over the world. I never knew we had so many countries.
The president is on a two-week visit to the region. He'll attend the East Asia Summit and an ASEAN meeting. On his trip, he's pushing aggressively to get all Asian leaders to agree to pursue ending North Korea's missile program. This is VOA News. As the Islamic State loses its remaining strongholds in Iraq and Syria, U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis is facing a growing chorus of questions from NATO allies and partners about what the next steps will be in the region to preserve peace and ensure the militants don't rise again. The Secretary of Defense is in Finland today.
And I applaud Finland's initiative to establish the European Center of Excellence for Countering Hybrid Threats. Here in this Helsinki Center, the shared concerns of our transatlantic democracies can be researched and addressed in a collaborative manner, each of us learning from the other and building resistance to those with malign intent toward our democracies.
Observers say Mattis must begin to articulate what has been a murky American policy on how the future of Syria unfolds. Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has ordered the arrest of several officials, including a billionaire nephew of King Salman, in what is being called an anti-corruption crackdown. But Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal says that this is just part of the battle between conservatives who rule by consensus and younger, more liberal members of the Saudi royal family.
What is really happening underlying all this is essentially the element of consolidation of power. You use any vehicle in order to consolidate your power in a situation where you realize that your party is no more a cohesive party which works through consensus.
The purge also targeted the head of the National Guard, who's been detained. The Saudi-led coalition battling Houthi rebels in Yemen announced Monday it was temporarily closing off Yemen's land, sea, and airports as it further accused Iran of being behind a missile attack on Riyadh. Saudi Arabia has frequently accused Iran of supplying the rebels in their fight against Yemen's internationally recognized government. Iran has denied arming the Houthis. Australia has turned down New Zealand's offer to accept 150 refugees from offshore detention centers in New Guinea, but is open to further consideration following a meeting between the country's leaders. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull.
As you know, we have an arrangement with the United States whereby a substantial number of 1,250 can, subject to the United States' rigorous vetting, be resettled in the United States. And we're pursuing those arrangements at the moment. And that is our commitment.
New Zealand's newly elected Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern made her first official visit to Australia, discussing numerous issues, including immigration. A powerful typhoon hit south-central Vietnam. So far has left at least 44 dead. Rains up to 78 centimeters were reported. Joe Palka reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.